In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom. Good morning, everyone. It's a wonderful Wednesday morning and a great day to be alive and a great day to welcome here to Morning Coffee with Dr. T. We do a lot of broadcasts. I do five, you know, I record and I'm on a lot of shows during the course of the week, but this is my favorite. I love to do Morning Coffee and to sit around and answer your questions and be able to get you the information that you really want to have. Now, remember, when you ask questions, please format them in a general way. I can't answer specific medical questions. That's not appropriate to do, and it's not really actually even legal to give specific medical advice across the internet without having a doctor-patient relationship. But if you answer your questions in a generic sort of way, I'll do my best to get that information to you. So I'm hoping that you guys are really excited about something that I read this morning. I want to read you part of this article because this is like the news of the day to me. This was an article that came out yesterday evening, late evening at 5:41 yesterday evening from the Washington Post. The title of the article is "Vaccine Skeptic Hired to Head Federal Study of Immunizations and Autism." And when somebody first sent me that link, it was behind a paywall. And I said, how do I read this? And then they sent back and said, here's an article from here's a link from archive.org, which I will drop over here into the chat so everyone can see it. And you can read it on your own. But it's really important. It says the Department of Health and Human Services has hired David Geyer to conduct the analysis, according to officials who spoke on conditions of anonymity. Geyer and his father, Mark Geyer, have published papers claiming vaccines increase the risk of autism, a theory that has been debunked scientifically for years. Well, and when you read this entire article, which is really kind of long, but it's really important because the scramble has begun to protect the Holy Grail. I mean, the Holy Grail, as you know, from listening to me for years, is vaccines. Vaccines are the driver, the economic driver for the entire medical industrial complex, for the entire healthcare system. Think about it. If you have unvaccinated children or grandchildren, how often do they get sick? How often do they go to the doctor? How many daily prescription medications are they taking? The answer is probably pretty close to zero. Back in the day when Mayor Eisenstein and I were doing a lot of podcasts, this was a long time ago, when he had Home First as a home birthing company in Chicago, his plan was to home birth these children, have unvaccinated families, and have pediatricians in his business to see and take care of the children. However, it wasn't an economically viable business because the children never got sick. They didn't come in to see the pediatricians. They came in once a year. He said once a year in the fall, their schedule would be loaded for like the entire month, loaded, because all the kids would be coming in for school physicals for sports. And they would be super, super busy. But the rest of the year, there would be a trickle of kids that might get strep throat or have an ear infection or have some other thing wrong with them. But the most part, because they were healthy, unvaccinated children, they didn't get sick. So the Holy Grail, the linchpin of the entire medical industrial complex, the entire healthcare system, is a fully vaccinated child that takes five or six daily medications for depression, for anxiety, for anger outbursts, for their diabetes, to sleep, for aggression, for on and on and on. So down here in the part of this article, this there's a quote that I have to read to you. It says, Jessica Steyer, a public health researcher who leads the nonprofit Science Literacy Lab that scrutinizes research on high-profile health topics, said that the Geyer's research is riddled with basic flaws, and the pair have demonstrated patterns of anti-vaccine agenda. But when you expose the truth and it doesn't go with the program, and it doesn't go lockstep with the vaccine agenda, I guess they label you with anti-vaccine as an anti-vaccine agenda. And further down, Peter Hotez is quoted in his hysteria, like he always talks about. And further down in the article, let me find it here really quick. It's a pretty long article, actually. It's hold on for just 1 second. Here we go. It seems to be ubiquitous that the government scientists are assigned to study something that has already been disproven, and invariably they will find harm. Yeah, right. Of course they will, because they have been finding, they were the only scientists, if I remember correctly, they were the only researchers that were given access to the vaccine safety data link. And they were given a very short-term period of time. They could only had like maybe 2 hours or 3 hours max to go through that massive database. They weren't allowed to make any copies. They had to hand write everything that they found. And they were under scrutiny the entire time that they were in there, because nobody wants the truth to get out. I've got to find, where did I read this? This is, there's a really, really important sentence in here. I know where I put it. I put it over here. Hold on 1 second. It says, HHS has instructed the CDC in earlier March to conduct vaccine autism study. The request came 2 days after Trump gave his joint session address to the joint session of Congress. But in recent weeks, HHS officials directed the CDC to turn over vaccine safety data to the NIH, so that the agenda could be so that the agency could conduct an analysis instead, according to the three current and one former health officials. Geyer was identified as the person who would be the one in charge of analyzing the data. And as you know, or if I hope you've heard, I heard yesterday that Jay Bhattacharya has been approved to be the director of the NIH. Now, Jay is a kind of middle of the road guy. He's not an anti-vaccine person. He's not someone who's spoken out loudly against vaccines. He sort of held his cards close to his chest. But the thing about Jay is he's uber smart. He's a really good scientist, and he's willing to be open-minded. So that is like the most important part of that he will, I think he will look at what they're doing as they do this huge smear campaign as they're about to begin, as they pr protect their holy grail. They, in this article somewhere, and I can't find it, I won't. It seems the goal of this administration is to prove that vaccines cause autism, even though they don't. Even though there are thousands of articles that say that they do, even though the US Supreme Court says that they do. They don't cause autism in every single case, they say, but we know at least in some cases that there are is a direct connection with autism. Oh, this is what I was looking for. This J Jessica Science, or this Jessica Steyer from the Science Literacy Lab. She this is her quote. This is the worst case scenario for public health. It's a slap in the face for the decades of actual credible research we have done. Yes, it's an exact slap in the face to public health, because you may be forced once and for all to look at that horrible vaccine schedule where children get 20 vaccines by 6 months of age, almost 30 by 1 year of age, and almost 40 by the time they start kindergarten. And I've said it loudly, and I'll continue to say it, that until that vaccine schedule is looked at, examined, look at the total load of aluminum, all the mercury that kids still get from the multi-dose flu shots that still have thimerosal in them. When they if they don't take out the chemicals, the polysorbate 80, the cow blood, the chicken parts, all the things that are that the viruses are grown in, if they don't do any of those things, by the time that child is 1 year old and is old enough to sit in a high chair and eat its first food additive, high fructose corn syrup laden breakfast or meal, their gut, their immune system, and their neurological system has already been trashed. So the idea of making America healthy again, making children healthy again, is going to be sort of a play on words. Now, that's not to say, that's not to criticize all the things that are happening with the food industry that need to happen. We need to take out the glyphosate, all the food dyes, that law that was passed a couple of weeks ago, or no, it was maybe last week in West Virginia, that said that as of 2027, no foods will be allowed into West Virginia that contain food colorings and food dyes. So they're giving them what, about an 18-month period of time to get their act together and reformulate their foods, or they're going to have to pull out of the food industry in West Virginia. They'll have Pure Foods there, which is kind of interesting that it's West Virginia. But all of those things, pulling out those food dyes, those colorings, the food additives and the preservatives that don't need to be there, and replacing them with things that are safe and food grade. And like you could have red dye come from beet juice or hibiscus flower. You don't need to have red dye 4 or red dye 40, or made from crushing bugs is what that dye comes from. You don't need any of that stuff. It can be done. If you want the coloring to be there, you can use a natural product to do it. So this is just huge. This is a huge report. And the smear campaign has already begun, because they just remember this: whenever you see that stuff, whenever you see these smear campaigns against anybody, against me, against anybody in our team, about people at the Sovereignty Coalition, people in the MAHA movement, anybody who says anything against vaccines and gets labeled to be anti-vaccine, I'm proud of that. That means I'm ruffling somebody's feathers, and sooner or later we will get somebody's attention to stop poisoning children. In fact, I kind of made the decision the other day. I was on a podcast and we were talking about the pediatric vaccination schedule. And I said, I'm going to stop calling it the pediatric vaccine schedule. I'm going to start calling it the pediatric poisoning schedule. And I invited a bunch of people to join me and they all chimed in. So I'm inviting all the people that are on this podcast to chime in too. Like, whenever you're talking about the pediatric schedule and all the vaccines that kids get, the three that they get at birth, the six or seven that they get at 2, 4, and 6 months, another nine that they get at 1 year, and then boosters they get before they start kindergarten, we need to call that, and that's all on the schedule. It's all scheduled, and you are in compliance with your pediatrician if you follow the schedule and you get all of those vaccines on time. Well, I think we need to start calling it for what it is: the pediatric poisoning schedule, the PPS. Let's talk about the PPS, the pediatric poisoning schedule, because the poisons are injected on schedule and on time. So anyways, that's kind of my rant for this morning, because I've just this article just came across my phone early this morning, and I do believe that this is a start. Just moving that out of the CDC and into the NIH is a good first step. The fox should not be minding the head house. Vaccine research should not be allocated and covered by the CDC, which is the foot soldier for the FDA when it, I'm sorry, for the pharmaceutical industry when it comes to vaccines. The CDC shouldn't be saying safe and effective and doing studies, because they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. I also saw another article just this morning that the Trump administration is clawing back like lots of billions of dollars from local health departments that were set up and were there for COVID testing and COVID, all things COVID. Since COVID stopped 2 years ago, why is that money still hanging out there? I listened to part of a Trump cabinet meeting yesterday on YouTube, and each one of the cabinet members were talking about, they gave like one to three examples in their department, in their division, of the horrible fraud and abuse and waste of billions and billions of dollars that it just went out. You know, any people don't even know what these what they were researching or what they named them for. I mean, something like there was $1 billion, a large grant for transgender farmers. There are grants for DEI of plants. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I'm so grateful. Well, no matter what you think, that might nefarious thing might be going on behind the scenes with data collection, with Trump, or with Elon, or with anything like that. The purging of stuff, of the waste inside of our government, and the purging of waste at the U.S. Department of Treasury, as you know, it's becoming just so clear how the government has become $37 trillion in debt just by $1 billion here, $1 billion there. It all adds up, right? And it's been over decades, and nobody's looked, nobody's bothered to care to look to see where our money's going. And you know, like any other business, I mean, you go in debt. If you own a business, even if it's a coffee shop, you go in debt. You go very much in debt, either when there's not enough revenues coming in or you're overexpending. And I'd always wondered what we were overexpending on to go to $37 trillion in debt. Our trade deficits are high, but not that high. And there are more and more things that are made in America and people that are growing their own food. I mean, how did this trillion-dollar deficit continue to grow? Well, we're beginning to see it. And remember, they've only been at this for about 8 weeks. Can you imagine for another 6 months, all the things that they're going to uncover and undo, and all the money that's going to be saved? It's like suddenly, if you were on a spending spree in your business and an accountant came in and said, "What are you spending this on for? What are you spending on this for? Why are you buying that? Where is those $100,000 going off to? What? What is this for?" And suddenly you had an audit and showed you where all the leaks were. And you, as the business owner, didn't even know this was happening. It was your office manager that was just writing checks. Anybody that just said, "I need money for XYZ," they just write a check, just write a check, just write a check. Well, that's kind of what's happening. You know, the president and even Congress, for those that cared, but for sure the president and we, the people, that we own the government, it's our government, have we're just blindly going along, and the office manager over there is just writing checks and going out the door until finally they come in and audit it. I couldn't be happier about all of the cuts that have happened. And people say, well, they just are cutting across the board. Well, here's the thing. If they cut across the board and they cut it too thin, and they decide that, you know, we probably need that department, we need four people in that department instead of 40, they can hire them back. Or they can look and say, you know, this is a new department that we need, and we need probably six people for this department. They can hire them back. They didn't kill them. They fired them. They terminated them. They didn't, you know, so you can always undo that if you decide, you know, that was a pretty useful department. We cut that too thin. We cut it back to three people. I think we need seven. We'll hire four people back. But we're going to be hiring people that are going to be butts in chairs, coming into work, doing their job, and are allocated to do the work that needs to be done. It's going to be painful. I feel bad for, sort of bad for some, at least some of the people that have lost their jobs that thought they were doing a good thing. But how many millions of people that have lost their jobs, never went to work, maybe held down a full-time job doing something else, went to Washington, D.C. one day a month, the last day of 1 month, stayed overnight, did the first day of the next month, that qualified for their one day a month, got a full month paycheck at cost of living prices that are equivalent to Washington, D.C. And then they went back to the Ozarks or to Denver or wherever that they were living, getting a full check from the government and probably having another job doing something else on the side. Or maybe that was their real job and the government job was on the side. Anyways, things are moving forward. Where most of the people I was on, oh my gosh, it just chewed up a good portion of my day yesterday because I'm on two different MAHA lists and the Sovereignty Coalition list, and then other people who were pretty much up in arms about this CDC appointee to be CDC director. And I know that RFK put out a post on his Twitter saying, "Hey, I think she's a good pick, and I think she, I recommended her to Trump to put her in that position." A lot of people were questioning whether or not that was really his words or somebody said, "I need you to calm down the MAHA group," because people were in an uproar and continue to be and should be. This CDC director nominee is bad news, man. Really bad news. And nobody has a single good thing to say about it. So to counter that, good news came out today, this thing about NIH and the Geyers. So we all just have to, I think, play it out. Because the Trump administration has been moving at the speed of sound, we continue to think everything will continue to move that fast when truthfully, we've got a couple of years. And yesterday during the press conference, somebody, one of the, because Trump's been invited in the cabinet meetings out, they have their meeting and then he invites the press in. And one of the people on the press said, they've talked about you taking some of these executive orders and codifying them into law. Is that in the works? And he said, we're looking at that, which is a good thing because of some of the good executive orders about waste and abuse and all these different things that he puts in place. If the next person comes in and says, no, we need to open up USAID and AID and have trillions of dollars going out the door over there, and that's okay. We need to open the borders again on the southern border. If those things have not been codified into law, the next president can just write a new executive order to override the previous executive order. So there's been a lot of discussion about how many of these, as time goes on over the course of the next year or so, will be codified and written into law, which makes it really hard to delete. Sort of like how Trump used the law that Obama put in place for government waste and abuse and never did anything with it. And then he just repurposed that and made DOGE. Well, we need to make sure that this government fraud and abuse stuff goes away and stays away. So it's interesting. We live in definitely live in interesting times. So, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and start with some of the questions out here. Thank you for putting up with my rant this morning, my political rant, because I think it's really important stuff and it applies to the people who come in and have joined us here at Morning Coffee. Which, by the way, not very many people show up here on the Zoom call. They don't register, but we're getting thousands and thousands of views once we post this over on Substack. So I hope it continues to grow because, like I said, I really enjoy talking to you guys and answering your questions. So the first question is, will I be making an audiobook of my new book? Interesting. I just had a conversation with a publisher about that yesterday. Possibly, but it'll be down the road. First thing we have to do is we have to get this thing launched. And I do believe, let me see over here. I do believe that it's going to be up on the website and ready to purchase. Is it ready now, Cookie? Diane, Michelle, is it ready now or is it going to be ready?
I know the pre-book is on e-board. The e-book is on pre-order right now. Let me get the link and put it in the chat.
Okay.
Yep, and everyone can always find it at shop10penny.net. If you go into the education section, it's right there. And you can also go to dr10penny.com, so dr10penny.com. Again, click under education, and it's right there.
Okay, so you've got a couple of different places where you can get the ebook. The real print copy of the book will be ready in, I don't know, supposed to be ready on March 17th. So we'll see how long that takes. But the title of the book is Zero Accountability in a Failed System: How Big Pharma Weaponizes Vaccines, Public Health, and the Law. And there is a lot of material in there that hasn't really been discussed in detail by a lot of people in the health freedom arena, like the how Medicare was the game changer and started the weaponization of our healthcare system, how the whole thing that started with healthy people in 1990 up to healthy people 2000, then 2010, then healthy people 2020, and now where we're headed with healthy people 2030, and why that came about, and all the different things that are tested. Yeah, Michelle, showing the copy of the cover of the book. I love the cover of the book because it's a little bit ominous, which is really what the book is kind of about. But it's really important is that the last chapter is the activist playbook. It tells you after you've learned all of this stuff, some very specific things that you can do to go forward. So so I don't know yet about an audiobook. An audiobook is a whole different industry. And I don't really know if I would actually be the one reading the book. We would have to talk about that. It's a whole other industry. So it might happen, but it won't happen right away. The first thing we need to do is to get this print copy out and get into people's hands. And everybody that's read it so far has said that it reads like a suspense thriller and that they really have enjoyed the book. And even Suzanne Humphries, who wrote the foreword of the book, said, "I thought I knew this material until I read it, and I thought I've really learned a lot from this. And the way that you put it together, it makes you think differently than the way that you've thought about this before." So I hope you guys will all buy it. I hope you'll share it. I hope you'll share the link.
Dr. Chi, I just want to clarify for some people who are asking about the print copy. Yes, the print copy is coming out probably, I want to say a week, maybe two, but I want to make sure that you all have a chance to jump in and get the pre-order for the ebook right now. And anyone who's in our book launch team, you have a special discount. So look for that email.
Yeah, you have a special deal for all of you guys that were in our book launch team. That helped with the cover selection and the title selection and all the different things. And then, you know, your book launch, we hope that will happen with the book launch is once we get that into your hands, that you'll read it. And when it's posted up on Amazon, you'll go and write some really, hopefully good reviews, because that's where the eyeballs are. We would prefer in sort of like when I do on my podcast and I interview authors, this is what I always say, and I hope that it applies to me too, that people go to Amazon and they read about the book and they read the reviews, and hopefully we've got a lot of good reviews, and they read the reviews and then go and buy the book directly from the author, because then the author makes more money, and it's just a better thank you for the author. And then after you've read the book, go back to Amazon and write a review there, hopefully a good review. And because that's where, you know, all the eyeballs are that are looking for books. So I've said that to a couple of people that I've interviewed, and they said, "That's brilliant. Thank you so much for doing that." So I hope it applies to my own book. That'll be great. Okay. The next question is, could CardioMiracle be one of the reasons for better results on a carotid duplex scan? And also, I also did ECP. The answer is yes to both of those things, because ECP and CardioMiracle both increase your nitric oxide levels, which expand your vessels, and it's a natural vasodilator. And it also helps to make your cholesterol particles work better. So both of those two things together, because when they were doing the research on how much did ECP affect the carotid arteries? What they started noticing was improvement of mild to moderate stroke symptoms from that. So yes, CardioMiracle could be a contributor to improving your carotid Doppler. And of course, ECP certainly helps that. It really, really does. And just a note about ECP, our center here in Cleveland is closing on March the 31st and moving to Venice, Florida. And so we're moving in with a really big center down there that offers a lot of different treatments. I think that here in Cleveland, we had the specter of the Cleveland Clinic who focuses on cardiovascular stuff. They have like, I don't know, 20 cath labs or something over there. And all the conventional mainstream people that see a cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic just really didn't really appreciate the value of what ECP could do for them. So we are hurt, people that have purchased packages previously. We've been really, really busy this whole month, like as people were getting the residual of their packages in. But our center out in Ventura, California, is still open, doing well and growing out there. So anybody that's, we've got people that come from Orange County, from Irvine, from Thousand Oaks, from Santa Barbara, all sorts of people that north, that Ventura, which is a little bit further north than LA, that whole area around there has been very, very busy and is continuing to grow. So we'll have the center out in Ventura. The one in Cleveland will be moving to in with we'll be moving in with a larger center that offers a lot of different things. They offer hyperbaric and they put in a salt room, which is just pretty amazing. They put in one of those zero gravity, zero sensation floating pools. They do a lot of IV therapies there. It's a really busy place. And we're going to be joining them. And if anybody has in from Florida that has been coming up here and has any residual part of their package, they can do the people in Venice, Florida will honor that. Okay, the next question. I was wondering if a D dimer HS is appropriate for monitoring the effectiveness of taking natokinase. I don't know the answer to that, Gene, and I don't know that anybody's actually even looked at that. I think that it's intuitively, I would say the answer to that is yes, but because there are several different clotting mechanisms in your body, I'm not sure how that will work. I mean, like for example, aspirin affects a different clotting mechanism than Coumadin does, and Plavix is a blood thinner that is completely different from both aspirin and Coumadin. So I'm not sure which pathway natokinase would affect that would be demonstrated on a D-dimer test. It's a very good question, and I don't know that anybody's actually even studied that, which would be a great thing to study, wouldn't it? It'd be really, really good. And then the second question, I'm wondering why red light therapy is promoted for health when the lights are LED. You know, I don't know much about red light therapy, other than, I know Jonathan Otto talks about it, Brian Artis talks about it, and they are big, big advocates of the red light therapy. I'm not quite sure. I know that years ago, I took a couple of course on color. It was a I took a course on color therapy, and what they did is they just used a they had these little thin cellophane squares that were maybe 3-inch squares of various different colors of red of the rainbow, like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and there some of them had various shades of yellow. There was also orange and things like that, and you just there was a book that came with it, and the different color frequencies had been used to treat different conditions. And you just would put that, you would hold the cellophane square above whatever you were trying to treat, and then you would shine a light through it. And the light could be a flashlight or an LED, like a pen light, any sort of thing that was a little bit higher intensity. And it would take the frequencies of that color square down into the area of what you were treating. I remember taking that course and thinking it was really, really fascinating. I never really expanded upon that and did much research or even much treatment with it, but it always stuck in the back of my mind that color, the color of your spectrum of your eyes, of all the colors that you see when you look around. I mean, each of those things have different colors for a reason. And we always tell people in their diet to eat the rainbow, which means that you should be eating fruits and vegetables in a variety of rainbow colors, whether it's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple like eggplant, and blackberries and blueberries that are more purple than blue, and just to have the entire eating the rainbow, because they have different phytonutrients, different phychochemicals, different ways that they are metabolized in your body. And it's God's garden. It's God created all of those things with all those different colors for a reason. It wasn't just to make the fruits and vegetables be pretty. They all have different phytochemicals and different nutrients in them. So the same thing is true with lights, with light therapy. So I'm not exactly sure. I don't know enough about it to speak intelligently about the main effects of red light therapy for sure. I know, in fact, it was one of the things on my list to do. These last couple of weeks have been extraordinarily busy, but it's on my list that I'm going to buy a pair of those orange glasses, that I see Robert Scott Bell wears, and Henry Ely wears them, and Jack Kraus wears them when he talks on his things, talking about blocking out the blue light. And I'm around these computer screens all day long. And I'm thinking, well, I don't have to wear them on my show, but at least if I wear them while I'm sitting around here, I'm going to give it a try. I mean, Robert Scott Bell and I have had several conversations about how he just feels like his whole brain just goes, oh, takes a deep breath when he puts on these orange glasses, and they make them so that they can snap on they're like sunglasses where they can snap on the top of your reading glasses. So I'm going to give that a try. I just want to see how that works, and see, because they're orange blockers and they block out the blue light. And we've had Bassina Williams on, Dr. Bassina Williams, around talking about EMFs and the problems with EMFs. And tonight, for those of you that are members at the that are part of the Tenpenny Prime members, tonight is the third part of your benefit. It's a benefit that you have to have this webinar with Dr. Bassina Williams. She's a fellow osteopath like me, and she has a real focus and a real expertise on gut health. And she's your Ask the Expert tonight that will talk to you about all kinds of different things about gut health and about nutrition and diet and different things for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and irritable bowel syndrome and all those things. And so she's going to be talking, and it's going to be a Zoom call. For those of you that are not a member, that are not a Tenpenny Prime member, there's a link where you can join us for $49 for this webinar tonight. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time. We'll probably go an hour and a half. We'll see how many questions that we have. For you that are members, it will be recorded, and in a couple of days it will be available to you inside of your member portal at shoptenpenny.net or at tenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com, if you've been a member previously and you're continuing to maintain your membership. For those of you that want to buy the webinar, it will be available in a couple of days, and you'll be able to rewatch that. Where is that hosted, Michelle? If they bought a ticket to go to the webinar, where is that hosted as a follow-up? Do we have a place for that?
So after the webinar, it will sit inside of shoptenpenny.net, where if they did buy it and they want to replay it, it'll be inside of their portal in their dashboard where they log in.
So, but if they're not a member, where do they watch it, rewatch it?
If they bought it, they'll still find it in their dashboard.
Okay, so members and non-members have a dashboard?
If you purchase anything, you'll have a dashboard.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. All right. So if you purchase it and you can't attend tonight for whatever reason, sometimes Wednesday night is church night. Sometimes there's other sporting events or things in the evening that you can't go on. So you can get it so that you can rewatch it later. I see that Cookie put the link up there, the Ask the Expert, which is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's free for Prime members. It's not really free. It is free, but it's part of your benefit. It's a benefit for you for being a member. It's a thank you for being a member. And starting next month, April is Reproductive Health Month, and you will get a white paper. Did you ever wonder why these white papers? I hope you guys are looking at them, because a whole point of doing them, and they take quite a bit of work and a long time to do, is they are a list of medical interventions so that if you've been asked to get like a colonoscopy or an endoscopy or a small bowel test for SIBO or an ultrasound. Well, what is it? What are the pros and cons of it? What are the costs of it if you're not covered by insurance? And you can refer back to that. You can talk, if you have friends or family members that are going to get procedures, that you can actually look up the procedures and see what they are. So for the reproductive health, we're going to be doing, it's going to be a little bit different this month because we're going to be doing male reproductive health and also female reproductive health. Liz, thank you so much for saying that you love the white papers. And so I'm not sure. I don't think they're printable, and so I'm not really sure about that. I don't think they are. I think that you have to see them inside of your portal. We're going to be doing next month the reproductive health. I will have the white paper that will be a really important benefit for you to have. That comes out the second Wednesday of the month. The third Wednesday of the month is I'm doing a recording for a on HPV vaccines. Now I'm doing this from a little different perspective. I'm not going to just talk about the vaccine. We're going to be talking about HPV and how the whole thing about HPV is a scam. So we're going to be doing that in terms of your recorded presentation, which is a benefit that you have as being a member. And that'll be inside your portal. And then we're going to have two Ask the Expert episodes at the end of April. One with a physician who's a urologist to talk about men's health, talking about prostate and testicular cancer and all sorts of different procedures and different things that they do and the benefits that you and the things that you can do to make your health better from a male perspective. That will be on the Wednesday night, the fourth Wednesday of the month. And then on a Saturday, we're going to do a female health expertise a webinar and conversation with Dr. Biss. What's her first name?
Kim.
Kim, thank you. Dr. Kim Biss, about female health. And we're going to be talking about reproductive health. She's published papers about the problems with placentas with mothers that have had the COVID jab. And so for as a member, you get a double benefit for that. So that will be an additional benefit that you have for being a member. So reproductive health will be in April. We haven't decided yet what we're going to do for June, but hopefully that you will take advantage of tonight's webinar with Dr. Basima Williams on GI health. Another thing that's happening today, tonight from between 5 to 7 p.m. tonight as at Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center is having just a little open house to invite people in to meet all the new to meet the new practitioners that we have. If you've never been to our office or you've want to see the place, if you have been to the office and you're a longtime patron of Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center, please bring a guest. Please bring them and show them off and show them around, and they can meet Dr. Clapper and Sandy and Carla and Nicole, who's our new nurse practitioner who takes care of the children. Dr. Grant will be there, our chiropractor. I'll be there. It's just a like an open forum meet and greet from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. A lot of people have already registered, like a lot. I hope people come in, don't come in like one big chunk. And I'll be there till about 7:15, so I can then come home and do the webinar tonight with Dr. Basima. So it's a busy, busy day for me. So I hope that you will participate with both of those things. Another question in the Q&A. I've heard you say that you don't think people taking thyroid medication will ever be able to get off the drug. Some people think that that's not true. I mean, if you were a member or if you participated in our meet, ask the ask expert in January, because January was Thyroid Awareness Month. So we kicked off our new membership with a whole series on thyroid. And that night we had Dr. Group on as our Ask the Expert. And he claims that If you clean up the parasites and clean up your gut health and get rid of all the other types of toxicities in your body, that your thyroid can heal and get off of thyroid medication. I know I've talked to Tracy Stroop, and a lot of you know her. She's been on our shows a lot. She's been, she helped me enormously when I had the stroke. And she says in her practice, she gets people off of their thyroid medicine. Now, I don't know if that's onesie twosies. I don't know if that's just an occasional person or if that's across the board. Everybody gets off their thyroid medicine. I just have said that I personally, in all the years that I had my clinical integrative medical practice where I was seeing patients, and that started in 1996, I had never seen anybody be able to get off of it. It seems to me that by the time your thyroid sort of clunks out, for lack of a better word, and it requires additional pharmaceutical help, it seems like, you know, once it's like broken, you can't heal it. And I don't know why exactly that is. I've just noticed that people generally, they can decrease their dose. The thyroid can get better, but I personally have never seen them get off of it. I've seen people get down to much smaller doses. I've seen iodine help. I think that has really helped. You know, our big cleansing product that we have, a new product out that's called OptiVital Cleanse. It's on sale right now this month. It's a 15% off. It has EDTA and ashwagandha and NAC and chlorella. And it's a product that I actually personally formulated myself. And it's really, really good to cleanse your body and your gut, and it with the EDTA, and it works synergistically with Touchstone's PBX. So the PBX, you know, works to take out the smaller particles, I believe. And then Michelle's showing you how to go through to get to OptiVital Cleanse. And if you use DRT15, when you go to the checkout, you get 15% off the product. And it's a really good product and it works synergistically. There you go. There's what we put in it. A chlorella and EDTA, NAC, garlic, ginseng, alpha lipoic acid, and ashwagandha root. All really, really good things for overall health, for heart health, for gut health, for cleaning out macroscopically things that bind up, the EDTA binds up. And so it works synergistically with the Pure Body Extra that I keep right here by my desk. So because I take that when I'm sitting here. So both of those things may help. Diane, I think that was a good question. I don't really know why. I think that sometimes iodine can help. I would say, though, the nascent iodine is supposed to be the purest form, but iodine is a different critter. It's not just like taking vitamin D or CalMag or something like that. You have to be a little bit cautious with iodine, particularly if you're on thyroid medication or if you have Hashimoto's disease, because with Hashimoto's, iodine can make your thyroid like a whole lot better. Or it can make it a whole lot worse. So you should be doing that, I would say, under the auspices of a practitioner. I'm looking up here to see if my team put anything else in here that they wanted me to talk about. Oh, big thing that I didn't talk about is that we have a parasitism webinar coming up on April the 5th. Last night, we did a X space. That all five of us were on there. I'm going to be the moderator. And it's Christian Northrup, Jeff Wolfman, Jason Dean, and Lee Merritt are going to be talking about parasitism, which is an overall, it's more than just the little wiggly things that you can see from your stool. I mean, parasitism is also mental, emotional, and spiritual vampires that come in. If you don't really get rid of those, in addition to cleaning up your body, you really can't get well. And we're going to be talking about parasites in Lyme disease, Alzheimer's disease, parasites in MS. And Dr. Merritt last night, she was on when we did the X space, there were over 500 people that came and joined us last night, which was really kind of cool. I mean, all of us are older getting used to doing these X spaces, and we finally fumbled our way through it. And now that I've been hosting quite a few of them, I'm learning how to do it a little bit better. So the parasitism conference is the parasitism webinar is Saturday, April the 5th, and it's going to be similar to the parasitism webinar that we did the last time. That it will start at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and we'll go till about noon. We'll take a 10-minute bio break, and then we'll do an hour to an hour and a half of open forum question and answer. So if you purchase the benefit of if you purchase the to go to the webinar, you will have access to that even if you can't be there and listen to it full time. Now my job is going to be to mod it's going to be done on Zoom. So my job, and I'll probably have somebody there to help me, will be to look at the questions that are coming up in the Q&A, and we'll try to have all of the links and everything that we recommended will be available to you after the webinar. The past webinar that we had is also available on shop10penny.net. This one is called Parasitism in the Brain. It is Saturday, April the 5th from 10 a.m. till about 1 or a little bit thereafter. That's Eastern time. It's done by Zoom. And if you go to the link that Cookie has put in there, which is a bit.ly link, bit.ly/parasite2, parasite the number 2. So for the radio listeners, it's B as in boy, bit.ly/parasite2. And until this Friday, you can still register for a 35% off discount. If at registration, when you go to sign out, there'll be a place where you can put in an affiliate code. And if you put in brain 2, all capital letters, the number 2, you'll get 35% off. Now, when you use a bit.ly link, it is case sensitive. And so always bit.ly links are always small letters. So it's all small letters, bit.ly/parasite2. The code is brain 2, that's all capital letters. I hope that's not too confusing and you'll remember to do that. I hope that we'll see you there. I think it's going to be really, really interesting. And we decided to do this as a group, the group of us docs, because there's so much material that's now coming out about parasites. And Jeff and Christiane really wanted to also talk about this concept of parasitism. And we had such a great turnout. And such wonderful feedback from people who had watched the first parasitism conference that we did the end of January, that we decided that we would do another one. And everybody was real said that when they're reading all that literature and keeping up with all that stuff, the lion's share of it, the big portion of it, has to do with the brain and neurological system, the nervous system. So that's why we chose to do parasitism in the brain. So one last question here. Would you take the Opti products at the same time as the Touchstone? I'm not sure which Opti product you're talking about. Are you talking about Vital Cleanse? You can take them all at the same time. I'll take them all at the same time. I would say over the course of the day, I wouldn't bundle all those things up and take them at the same time. Allow your body to work through it a little bit. I would take the Parasite, the Parashield. I like taking that Parashield at night. So it allows it to percolate through my system for when I get up in the morning to go to the bathroom. That's been working in my system at night. I use the Touchstone Essential in the morning because that gives me a little bit of boost. Talking about boost, oh my gosh, the Touchstone Essential product they have, it's called Boost. I am addicted to that stuff. I love that stuff. In fact, I probably wouldn't function as well without it. I take GlucoControl in the morning with the rest of my supplements. You can see there's a little bowl of my supplements, and I take my that I haven't taken yet because I'm doing this webinar. I take GlucoControl in the morning, and then somewhere around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when I'm getting feeling a little bit draggy, a little bit tired, I'll take two of those Boost products. Oh my goodness, they are wonderful. I mean, Tom Rentz is also a he also is a supporter of Touchstone, and he's told me too. He said, "Man, I love that stuff. He said, because by the afternoon, when I'm feeling a little tired and a little saggy, but I'm kind of coffeed out, I don't want to take any more coffee. I don't want to, I'm coffeed out. I take two or three. It says on the bottle to take three. I take two of the boost products, and it really does boost you up. I love that stuff. And so, we are big, big fans of Touchstone because their stuff works. The glucose control takes away your cravings. It also helps sometimes with GI distress. And then the boost really does boost up, really does make you feel, it's like somebody just turns up the rheostat. You just feel brighter overall when I take that. And then I take the PeriShield at bedtime. And I take, and the Vital Cleanse, I take that during the day. I have a pill box that has four little containers in it. So it's like, I take the breath, you're supposed to, that it's set up for like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. Well, I take the two in the morning and the two in the afternoon together. So I just put all my vitamins in a little cup like this. And then I take them like M&Ms. Just over the course of the morning or the afternoon, I take all of my morning vitamins. And then by the time when I eat dinner at night, I have a little bowl similar to this that are my evening and bedtime fat vitamins. And I put them in my little bowl and I take them after I eat dinner. So I don't take them in a great big handful gulp. I take them, eat them like they're like a little bowl of peanuts or something. Just take them over the course of the day. Cookie, any questions over there in Rumble?
I only have one question on Rumble from Watchwoman, and she's asking if you know anything about methylene blue, and if you do, can you share?
I don't know anything about methylene blue. I was at all at this conference that I was at this weekend. There was a couple people talking about methylene blue in not a good way. They were saying, Barbara, I was at a conference last weekend. It was a fabulous conference that was at an equestrian center called Tyson. I'm sorry, Tyson, Tyson, Tyson Equestrian Center, just outside of Charlotte. Oh, what a fabulous place. If you guys are from the North Carolina or so in that sort of area, oh, what a fabulous place that was. It's huge. It was built by I guess a group of billionaires, and it's a great place. It's got stores and shops and little restaurants. It's got cabins that look like homes that you rent. I'm serious. These cabins are fabulous. They look like homes that you can rent. Or they've got a hotel that's there, and the conference was there, and I was there with Barbara O'Neill, and I've been, a fan of Barbara's for a really long time, and she's been a fan of mine for a long time, but we'd never met in person, so we spent quite a bit of time together, and she didn't have anything good to say about methylene blue as a synthetic, so I don't know anything about using it. I know some people are really big fans. I haven't investigated it, so I can't really say yay or nay. I'm just giving back to you feedback that I heard from other people, sort of like the same thing. There you go. Thanks, Michelle. That was a really good day. And we were laughing about the fact that we got the memo that we both wore black and maroon that day. Yeah, she's just a little tiny person. She's little. She's about 5'1". She's really small. And we had a really, really good time. We spent quite a bit of time together. In fact, we did a fairly long kind of an interview that once her staff is done in post production on that, because there's a lot of noise and they wanted to take the noise out from because we did it, filmed it sitting outside on this really cool balcony that she's going to give it to us, and then we'll be able to post it for everybody.
Dr. T, just a fun fact, she loves Touchstone too.
Oh, she does.
She does.
That's really cool. That's good to know. That's really, really good to know. That's a great endorsement. Well, any other questions out there, Cookie? I don't have any other questions. Oh, wait, I don't have any other questions in the Q&A. Anything out of Rumble or any place like that?
Nope, we don't have anything else.
Okay. Well,
I
I want
would
to thank.
just maybe just add for the people who are listening and maybe are not watching. We talked about the PeriShield. Dr. Tempany mentioned the PeriShield. They talked about it during the Parasite course last month, and some of our chat members here are talking about it too. We do have an option for you to get your first bottle for only $14. So if you haven't yet got that, it's a good opportunity to do that. I'm going to give you the short link for it. So again, for people who are just listening and not watching, the short link for that offer is bit.ly, so a bit.ly link, bit.ly / DRT Shield. And again, if you're ever wondering where to find these things, it's just go to our website. They are there. But if you're listening and you want to get it quickly, that's a $14 first-time buyer's offer for you.
And when you say our website, are you referring either?
Yep. Both. I'll put it on both for people because always a big question for the parasite cleanse and the detox. I'll make sure they're on both for you, Dr. Tenpenny.
Okay, great. All right, so we're moving things over to shop10penny.net. But in the meantime, while we're still bridging that gap, there's all of the previous stuff and a tons of stuff and articles, and it's a really busy website over at dr10penny.com. For the new members, if you're not a member of Tenpenny Prime yet, go to shop10penny.net and click on the membership tab so that you can see all of your benefits. So with that, I want to close out this morning with a special shout out and thank you for everybody that joins us here on Wednesday morning at Morning Coffee. And for those of you who are listening to it in the future, we thank you for listening to it. And we give a special shout out and a special thank you to our Tenpenny Prime members. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust him for everything. He will not let you down. And remember, his timing may not be your timing. So if you're praying and it hasn't shown up yet, keep praying, keep being persistent, keep talking to the Father. He knows you're there. So with that, we'll hope to see you tonight at our Ask the Expert with Dr. Bashima Williams. I hope to see those of you that are locally here tonight at the open house at Tenpenny IMC in Middleburg Heights. And for the rest of you, we'll see you next week. Take care. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth.
particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity, and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.